You are tuned into another episode of the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility, leaders in search, design, and interactive marketing. Recorded at our headquarters in Boca Raton, Florida, this is Digital Marketing Talk for your business. Now here is your host, Chuck Forbes.
And we are back with another episode of Eye on Digital Marketing presented by More Visibility. I am your host, Chuck Forbes, and today I am joined by Senior Campaign Manager Jacqueline Robledo. Jacqueline, how are you?
I'm good, Chuck. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for joining us today. And before we dive into our podcast topic today, why don't you give the listeners an elevator pitch overview of how you help contribute to our client's success here at More Visibility?
Yeah, of course. So as Senior Campaign Manager here, I work on interactive advertising ads, anything digital, anything paid, and I work closely with our client-facing teams just to ensure that, you know, we have really great campaigns and ads moving forward.
Awesome. So if you have a program here at More Visibility and that involves interactive advertising, perhaps you could be working with Jacqueline to help your campaigns receive optimal performance. Mm-hmm. So with that said, let's dive into today's topic, which is event marketing, a pretty big topic for a lot of companies and organizations who hold events. And of course, every event to be successful needs some marketing backing behind it, right? So Jacqueline, at a very high level, let's start out with some fundamental items, foundational items, if you will, that you need for event marketing, and then we'll get a little bit more granular into the digital aspect of those.
Yeah, definitely, Chuck. You know, it all comes down to you have to understand your target audience, you have to understand your price point of your event, and understand, you know, how much you want to put behind it. And at the end of the day, you have to, with all of that, the messaging is extremely important. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you want to get this brand or this event across to your users, to your people who you want to target? Your call to actions. What kind of call to actions that you want to include in your promotional materials?
Sure.
How do you want your brand to come across, right? And what do you want these people to do? Do you want them to just sign up? Do you want them to actually buy a ticket? Do you want them to physically attend the event that day? It just really depends on that. And really, you know, when you're looking at the messaging, you know, think about leveraging any speakers, anyone of importance that you have attending your event. Mm-hmm. That is really important and can be a real traffic driver for your events online.
Got it. That all makes complete sense. And as someone from an organization sitting back and looking at all these different things, I may say, wow, okay, these are a lot of big things that I need to make sure go right. Because when we're talking about an event, right, this time frame is going to come and go. It's not ever long. And you have to capitalize and get that audience, like you said, engaged in a certain window of time to take that action you want. Let's talk about setting up your goal for this event, specifically having users take the action you want to. When it comes down to strategy, if I said, Jacqueline, I'm hosting an event and my main goal for this event is get people to donate, for example, or maybe it's get people in the doors to hear a guest speaker that I have. Everyone has a different goal. How do you go about finalizing that strategy, and then does that overall goal kind of bleed into everything else, your call to actions, your promos? Like, how large is that factor when it comes to event marketing?
Yeah, you know, you start off with your overall strategy, right? You have your KPIs, whether it is, you know, someone purchasing or someone donating money or someone attending a conference. But then, you know, you have your overall strategy with that, but then you have strategies building up to, you know, your overall KPIs. And, mm-hmm. you know, it all comes together. It all comes into play. And, you know, for example, you can, you know, I always say start big.
Yeah.
Start big. You want to cast your net as wide as possible. Put the most money at the front of it because you really want to attract new people to your event. If your event is known, if your event is known around the world, across the country, even in your local neighborhood, you know, the same people are going to be attending your event every year. Okay, great. That's wonderful.
Great point.
Right? But you want to reach new people.
Yeah.
So cast a wider net in the very beginning, and that's where the bulk of your money would go. And a lot of that isn't a one-to-one, you know, conversion point. So, mm-hmm. you know, you can't expect to spend, let's say your budget is $25,000 and, you know, you want to spend, you know, let's say $3,000 a day, it may not be feasible. You know, you may need to spend more early on in the beginning. I'd say, you know, the first half of your promotional period, 65% of your budget should be spent early on. And that is really focusing on display awareness, that mm-hmm. brand awareness, casting that wider net, using channels like Google Display Network, using channels like Facebook News Feed, and reaching new people who have never even heard of your brand.
I love that. I think that's a great point, and I love the fact that you threw out there an actual number like 65%. I think a lot of people struggle with that of, okay, I have an overall budget. How much do I spend here? When do I spend it? And then I feel like for events, a lot of people sometimes will look at a list of people who have been to that event before. And I think the most natural thing to say is, hey, we had, 500 people here at this event last year. They all got to come back. And yes, that is true. But when you talk about, hey, Jacqueline, I want to grow my event, you're not talking about that list anymore, right? You're talking mm-hmm. about everyone else. Absolutely. And I think a lot of people forget that. You can get the same 500 people, to your point, in the door, but is that going to grow your organization, grow your message, give you more donations, whatever your goal is trying to reach? So I think that's a great point. And when it comes down to time frame for these events, I think that's another large thing that is a big factor is I never want to start promoting an event too late, but I also don't want to promote it so early where no one's interested, right? I want to hit them at the exact right time. And this may be a little bit different for every event, but what are your suggestions from a time frame standpoint of when you should start promoting this event digitally?
That's a really great question, and I get that question all the time. It really depends on the price point of your event. If you have an event for, let's say you're charging $20 a month out, mm-hmm. you know, a month and a half out maybe. Because really, people that will attend that event are the people local, people close to you, people may know your brand.
Right.
A little more grassroots type of digital grassroots efforts you can do with that. But if you're talking about $3,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 price point for this event.
Yeah.
We're talking, I recommend always 6-8 months out.
Wow.
You know, start off again, cast that wider net in the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, 6-8 months out, using video, using social, Facebook, Twitter. Start talking about it. Start pushing out content about the event. Not mm-hmm. necessarily, hey, register now, but hey, we have this really engaging content at this event. We think you'd be interested. Take a look or sign up on this email list.
Yeah,
you know, and receive more information. So this way, you build your funnel, and as you move along, you can begin to remarket to these people and say, hey, we know you downloaded this. We know you did this. Why don't you check this event out?
Yeah.
You know, at a discounted rate of such and such. Always provide a discount. You know, when you're remarketing to people, the discount works. And I cannot stress that enough. Even if you have to make your price point just a little bit higher to create that discount, whatever
sure.
you have to do.
Work your magic.
People
just make
will
it happen.
Right. Exactly, yeah. Chuck. People will respond to discounts.
That makes sense and a great point. I think a lot of factoring into that as well with the time frame is who are you marketing to? Like, where do they live, right? I mean, if you're marketing to all local people and you're a little bit delayed in your time frame, maybe you can get away with that. But if mm-hmm. I'm making travel plans to go to Boston for your event and, you know, I live in Florida, I'm going to want to do that as soon as possible because now you're affecting my flights. Now you're affecting my time off work. Those things need to be made in advance. So really think of the totality of your event.
Exactly.
So those are all great points there. And the last thing I wanted to mention, which you kind of alluded to already, was the media mix and what you use to get the word out there. You mentioned images, video. Obviously, everyone knows social media is probably the most powerful tool for, the least amount of money that you can use. Obviously, you want to back that with certain campaigns, and that certainly helps. But talk about promotional tips. A lot of people I find have speakers or influencers at their events, but they don't always tap into those people as much as possible to get the most out of them, which is free marketing for their event. So give us some tips on the media mix and who I should reach out to really maximize how many people are going to hear about my event.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like you said, Chuck, take advantage, you know, like I said, like you said just now, like I said earlier, really leverage your speakers and the people that are going to be at your event. You know, use multiple channels, multiple social channels like Twitter, Facebook, even Snapchat. You know, these are things that you can tag your speakers on and invite your speakers to speak to your users and speak to your people and, you know, get them to engage your users. And I think by leveraging your speakers, like you said, Chuck, that's really free marketing there, you know? They'll share it, they'll push it, and, you know, because they're excited, they're going to be at your event as well.
Absolutely. All great points. So let's kind of wrap it up now for the listeners, all the tips that we've talked about for event marketing. Make sure you leverage all your influencers and the people that are going to be there to help get your word out. Depending on the price point of your event and how much it's going to cost for people to get there, that's going to determine your time frame. Also, you know, like I said, local or if you're having to travel, so keep that in mind. Make sure you have a good media mix, right? On social media, paid campaigns, both images, video, utilize what you can. Spend the bulk of your campaign spend in the beginning to get the word out. I think the number you said was 65%.
65. There I you stick go. To it.
She stick to 65%. And above and beyond that, really think of the totality of your event, your overall goal, and what action do you want your users to take. And through all those tips, you will find not only that your event is a success every time, but most importantly, it grows and grows and grows. Jacqueline, was there any other tips or any last things that you wanted to tell our listeners today about event marketing?
Just that if you have an event, just make sure you put that plan in place. And, you know, what's great about digital is that you can just, you can try all different types of strategies and mix them all up and keep testing and see what works.
There you go. And if you would like help on your strategy or help testing those things, certainly reach out to us here at More Visibility, and one of our campaign managers, like Jacqueline, would be more than happy to help you. Jacqueline, thanks so much for stopping by today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility. If you want to stay on top of all the latest podcasts, visit our website, morevisibility.com/resources/podcasts, and browse the site for the latest digital marketing blogs, videos, newsletters, and much more.